Bonjour, lovers of French and French lovers. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Salut, everyone. I'm Amory.
And this is a newbie lesson
for
the newbies and for everybody else who wants to just get as much French podcasts as they possibly can.
Sure, because there's something useful in every single lesson on French Pod.
Every single one.
Yep.
And this one, we also have a little romance.
Yeah, this is a very, very, very sweet lesson we have.
It's actually very heartbreaking. Two lovers at the train station saying goodbye.
If your heart is sensitive, maybe you shouldn't.
You should proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at the train station. They're saying goodbye. What's something they're going to say to each other?
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. That's the French way to say, I love you.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Then we come back.
And we'll explain it.
Yeah.
And we'll translate it.
Yeah.
And so here it goes.
Dialogue first time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Dialogue second time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Dialogue third time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Let's translate those heartbreaking words about you.
Okay, I'll try.
Take a deep breath. Don't get all choked up.
Tu vas me manquer.
I'm going to miss you.
Tu vas me manquer.
I'm going to miss you.
Tu vas me manquer. Désolé, je dois partir.
Sorry, I have to leave.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Sorry, I've got to leave.
Désolé, je dois partir. Ne t'en va pas.
Don't go.
Ne t'en va pas.
Don't go.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
I love you.
Je t'aime.
I love you.
Je t'aime.
Violence, please.
And the tissues.
Yeah, and some Kleenex. Well, what was the first thing they said?
Tu vas me manquer.
Now, we're going to learn this expression as one fixed expression.
Better, yeah.
Tu vas me manquer means I am going to miss you. Literally, you're going to be lacking from me. And like, we do it backwards. You start with you instead of I. It sounds technical. It's a little confusing. Don't worry about it. At first, I found it confusing, but then I started getting it. And what helps is learning it just as a fixed expression and not trying to literally translate each word.
That's the best way.
Right. So if I want to say that I'm going to miss you, I say that tu vas me manquer.
Right.
Tu vas me manquer.
Oh.
You're going away for a while next week?
Yeah.
Oh, tu vas me manquer.
I'll just be away for 5 days, Erica.
Okay.
But still, you too. Tu vas me manquer.
Oh, okay. And what does he say?
Désolé.
Sorry. Désolé. He shows remorse. He wishes it wasn't so, but, you know. Désolé. Désolé. Sorry.
Désolé.
Like, did I just step on your foot? Désolé.
It's okay, Erica. Just hurts a little bit.
Okay, well, désolé.
And I wanted to say, désolé. This morning I didn't say hello straight ahead. I didn't see you.
That was rude.
No, but désolé.
I forgive you, I guess. So he's désolé, and he gives an explanation. Well, sort of. What is it?
Je dois partir.
We have two verbs in that sentence. Let's take the first part.
Je dois.
Je dois is I have to. I've gotta. It is necessary for me too.
Yeah.
Je dois. I'm obligated. Je dois.
Quite easy in French. When you've got an obligation, you say je dois.
Désolé, je dois what?
Partir.
Partir. And that's the verb for to leave.
Yeah.
To skedaddle.
To what? Skedaddle?
Skedaddle.
Skedaddle? Désolé, Erika. I don't understand.
Well, skedaddle is like a cartoon word for to leave. I have to leave. I've got to leave. Je dois partir.
Yeah, good to learn as a fixed expression as well.
Okay.
Je dois partir.
Yeah, because you do say that quite a bit. Like, look, je dois partir.
Yeah.
Don't try to stop me. Je dois partir.
No. Well, why?
No, I'll wait.
Okay. We just started the podcast.
Right, so I'll wait a little bit. He doit partir now. So he says, je dois partir.
Yeah.
And she says, no.
Ne t'en va pas.
Don't go. Ne t'en va pas. Another one we have where we're going to learn is a fixed expression. Now, as you get into higher levels, we'll take all these little parts and what all these little words mean.
Yeah.
For now, though, it's better just to learn it as a chunk. Start getting used to hearing these fixed expressions.
Yeah, definitely.
And identify the meaning. So when you hear ne t'en va pas, someone's saying, don't go. Ne t'en va pas.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Ne t'en va pas.
And it must not be working, because he's still going. So she gets desperate, she says, but wait.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. And then he left.
She never told him before, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it was the first time. All I know is he didn't say it back.
Maybe he never heard it.
Because the whistle, yeah, the drain, yeah. He didn't hear it. Say it louder.
Je t'aime.
It's too late, Amory. You can't do it for her. She missed her chance.
No, it's terrible because maybe we'll never see her again. He will never know she was... She will never know that she loved him.
Well, that's life. That's that's what happens when you take trains. So like an airplane, that wouldn't happen. In airports, you wouldn't have all this noise. It's the trains, the whistles. You don't choose to tell someone, je t'aime, in a place where there's so much noise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the first time.
Don't say too often that there's like the whistle, but our listeners are going to think there's like whistle in trains in France. No.
There's not?
No, not anymore.
Oh, this is a historical drama?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to that historical drama three more times.
Dialogue first time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu vas me manquer.
Désolé, je dois partir.
Ne t'en va pas. Je t'aime.
Okay, well, we're back. And...
Désolé, Erika.
What?
Je dois partir.
What?
Oui, je dois partir. Oui, I'm going.
Hey, ne t'en va pas. We're not even done.
Yeah, but je dois partir.
You can't partir. Ne t'en va pas. We're almost finished. Patience.
Yeah, but when you have to go sometime.
Where do you have to go? Where are you going?
I need to go to the bathroom.
Désolé, but you should have gone before. Now you're just going to have to wait.
No, je dois go now.
Amory, you should have went before, all right? So, désolé, ne t'en va pas, we're not finished. And if you keep this up, I'm going to have to go tell them to fire you, and then tu vas me manquer.
Oh, me too, Erika. Je t'aime. Tu vas me manquer.
I didn't say je t'aime, I said tu vas me manquer.
Yeah, that's what it means.
No, it doesn't. That's not what it means.
True. Moi aussi, tu vas me manquer.
Okay, so then I guess you should just wait. Let's talk about this word, désolé.
Right.
Is it a polite way to say sorry? Désolé.
Oui.
So, like, if I do something to someone, that's the best thing for me to say to apologize. Désolé.
Definitely. That's the word we use in French. Désolé.
Okay, is it... Amory, I feel like you're not even paying attention to me.
Non, mais désolé. I really... Je dois really go. I would like to say désolé as well.
All right, that's fine. Tu vas me manquer when you're fired.
Désolé, I don't care.
No, okay. Just wait. Ne t'en va pas. We're almost finished. Let's just say that if you have any questions at all, you can come to FrenchPod.com and you can ask us. And you should also come to FrenchPod.com if you've never been there before. You can sign up for a 7-day free trial.
That's good.
Where you can have access to all the premium features for 7 days and you can access all the other levels. If you want to try elementary or maybe your upper intermediate type French speaker, you can come check them out.
So désolé, listeners. I really hate to cut this short, but je dois partir.
Okay, fine. Good. Au revoir.